Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful summer day, hope you've been enjoying this awesome summer. Hope you're relaxing and having fun. And if you're taking on home improvement projects, you're avoiding working outside in the heat if you can. It's also a good time to work inside on those projects to tee yourself up for the cooler weather ahead. But whether you're inside or out, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are here to help you with your how-to questions, your remodeling dilemmas. If you have a question, reach out to us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, every summer, Leslie, we hear about decks that collapse, right? And frequently it happens during a summer weekend. You got a big party going.
Lots of people over.
Yeah, but really there's only 5 reasons that these deck disasters happen. So I thought it'd be a valuable time for us to share the most common causes of deck collapses, along with how to do your own safety check on your deck.
And also, have you ever tried to use paint left over from an earlier project only to open it up and find that it's like chunky and gross? It's, you know, not in the best shape. Well, we're going to share some tips on ways that you can save paint after a project and when it's time to can those paint cans and how to do it.
And window screens let in fresh air to your home while keeping those pesky bugs out. We're going to tell you more about new options and screenings that do that and a lot more.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're here to share expert advice to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So reach out to us right now. The best way to do that is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. If you do that, your question will be sent directly to us for the quickest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Bill in Missouri has a new driveway and needs some help with finishing it. What can we do for you?
I had a new driveway, concrete driveway, put in.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if I need to put some kind of a sealer on that or just leave it like it is. The finish they put on it looks like they used a real stiff broom or something on it, and it's got the lines cut all the way down it, almost all over it, you know.
Yeah, and that's designed to give you some traction in the winter so that you don't slip on it as easily. I don't think it's necessary for you to seal it. If you were to seal it, you would need to make sure you're using a vapor permeable sealer, because what happens with some sealers is the moisture gets trapped underneath of them, and then it can't evaporate out, and it will cause the concrete to spall or crack. But, you know, concrete driveways are not it's not necessary to seal them on a regular basis.
Okay.
Just be cautious with, you know, the type of salt that you use to de-ice. Don't use anything that's has rock salt in it.
I got a real quick question for you. I had a new deck built in the back, and they use pressure-treated yellow wood on it, and I had no idea that the yellow they were talking about was going to be the sap coming out of it.
Okay.
And I was wondering, is there some kind of a sealer or something that I can do about that?
Well, when you have a new pressure-treated deck, we generally suggest that you wait about a year before doing this, and then you could apply a solid color stain to it. If you put a solid color stain to it, it will cover some of the sap as well, and frankly, by then, some of it will have, you know, already evaporated. You could sand those areas to try to get rid of any, you know, big deposits, but I would wait about a year, and then I would treat it with a good solid color exterior deck stain.
Oh, okay. Well, I sure appreciate your help.
New driveway, new deck. You know what to do next. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mary in Virginia, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm looking to purchase a home that has a slab foundation, and when I went in, I kind of smelled a musty, mildewy odor. And I'm just wondering, like, how would you know that water is coming up from the ground and saturating that slab? And how do you protect a home that has just that's built just on a slab? There's nothing under for water to drain under or anything.
Was this a home that was vacant, or did it have a family living in it?
It has been vacant for a while.
That makes sense, because when you don't run the HVAC system as frequently as you would if it was occupied, sometimes you're going to get high humidity inside the homes. But because it's a slab, does it make it any more or less susceptible to water infiltration? But, of course, because it's above grade, you don't get floods. What you do get is the power of the concrete basically drawing water up from the ground. It's called capillarity, and then letting it evaporate into the air. The correction for that is the same thing you would do even if you did have a basement, which is to improve your drainage on the outside, extend the downspouts, the gutters, improve the soil slope so that water is sort of shunted away from the foundation perimeter. But I think that once you move into the house and use the HVAC system, you're going to find that that moisture is not nearly as detectable as it is right now. And if it does become more detectable, you could always add a dehumidifier.
Okay, so it's that smell I'm getting is not coming from the carpeting that's on top of the slab, laying on top of the slab.
Ooh, carpet on top of slab? That's a bad thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's under the carpet, and I'm assuming that there's some kind of subfloor there, but yeah, I mean, it's wall-to-wall carpeting, and I know underneath it is basically a slab.
Yeah, we don't like carpet on concrete for a whole bunch of reasons, so I would be recommending that you find another type of flooring for that. Because when you put carpet, which is, you know, largely an organic material, against those damp, moist concrete slabs, bad things happen. You get mold and mildew growth. You get allergens that form. You're going to get dust mites, things like that. So we really don't like carpet on concrete slabs. If you can choose a different type of flooring, if you're going to do some remodeling, that would really help out a lot.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Holy moly, guys, it's August. Like, what is happening to this year? Why is it flying? What home improvement projects do you have on your to-do list that apparently the year's almost over and, you know, we got to start tackling immediately? Well, let us help you with all of those projects. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, don't let a deck collapse ruin your next weekend's gathering. Find out how to make sure that your deck is safe and secure next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this lovely August weekend? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast. It comes around every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Martin on the line who wants to talk about fascia boards. That is an excellent design detail on the exterior. What can we do for you?
The fascia boarding connects the ceiling of my porch roof to the overhang has separated from the ceiling, and I want to know if I need to, do I need to rip that out and replace it, or can I just seal it and maybe put a larger molding over it?
Well, if the fascia board is loosening up, then I would tell you to resecure it, and that's actually not an unusual thing to happen because the nails that hold that are usually going into the ends of the rafters behind it. They tend to expand and contract a lot. But what I would do is I would tell you to resecure it, but do it with screws, not with nails. If you use long screws like 2.5-inch case-hardened drywall screws or wood trim screws, that will pull that fascia board back in tight, and it'll be impossible for it to loosen up again. So don't think of it in terms of something covering it. Just put it back where it was, but use screws instead of nails, and it won't come out again, okay?
And do I do that by going under the molding?
Well, you want to try to get that fascia board re-secured in, so if that is going to require you to take off a piece of molding to get to it, then that's what you do. But you want to get to the original fascia and tighten it up.
Okay, I can do that then. Thank you very much.
All right, Martin, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Ben in Illinois on the line with a popcorn ceiling question. How can we help you today?
Got a probably 70s ranch-style home.
1970 was a very good year for popcorn.
Yes, it was. But they had this popcorn ceiling all the way in the TV room, uninterrupted, okay. That goes through the kitchen, and uninterrupted flow goes all the way down the hallway.
Okay, so what happened? Did you have a leak or something?
Had some wind damage to some shingles, and it came down through the attic, and it stained some of the popcorn ceiling in the TV room. I since put a new roof on, but it stained it, and some of the popcorn stuff came off.
So is the popcorn physically damaged except for losing a few kernels, so to speak?
Well, there's still a little bit of staining on the stuff that didn't fall, but there's some sections that did.
You're going to have to repaint the popcorn ceiling, and it's kind of a pain in the neck job, but it can be done. The key here is this. You want to use a very, very thick roller and one that's slit. The rollers are about three-quarters of an inch or even an inch thick, and they have a slice kind of in them every inch or so. And so it uses a lot of paint. And the key thing is you're going to want to use a primer first. Don't just do this with top coat because that leak stain will come right through. So you prime the popcorn ceiling first, and then you paint it. Now, if you're missing a bunch of area of popcorn and you want to touch that up, there are a number of companies that make popcorn repair products, one of which is called Homax, H-O-M-A-X. And they have a spray where it's as easy as using an aerosol spray can that you basically shoot up there and it will replace the texture. So you can kind of fill in the area where some of that material has come off. And then since you're painting, you paint the whole thing over again. Now, whether you go from end to end in the house, it's up to you, or whether you, you know, just kind of decide where you're going to stop painting, that's your call. Maybe there's a natural place for that. Maybe there's not. But you have to paint it. That's the only way you're going to be able to get this to look normal again. And by the way, one final thing. When you do paint it with the top coat, make sure you use flat ceiling paint.
Gotcha. Okay, well, you got me motivated.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Jeff in Iowa on the line who's got an air conditioner that doesn't always smell so great. What's going on, Jeff?
I can't smell. The wife can smell.
Okay.
Yeah,
we smell everything.
There's a smell emanating from somewhere. I thought it was maybe the basement drain was not, flowing like it should. And she seems to think that she says it comes on, the smell comes about when the air is turned on, when the air comes on. So,
okay.
Maybe it's duct cleaning or am I on the right track?
Maybe. So let's talk about some basics. If we want to get to the bottom of this, we could start with duct cleaning just to kind of eliminate that as a possibility. The second thing we should talk about is what kind of filter do you have?
Just your generic basic one from, the hardware store.
Yeah, that's a problem. So what I want you to do is I want you to pick up a Filtrete filter, 3M Filtrete brand, and they sell one that that has a activated charcoal built into it and is specifically designed for eliminating odors. It's called the Filtrete Home Odor Reduction Filter, and it's got activated charcoal built in, and so that's designed specifically to get rid of the odors, and it, of course it does a great job with dust and pollen and mold and that sort of thing.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, every summer we hear about deck collapses where people are seriously injured, and when large groups gather on them, say for a weekend summer party, bad things can happen. That's why now is an excellent time to do a deck safety check.
That's right. And there are really only five major flaws that you need to focus on. These are the kinds of things that typically lead to serious deck failures, including a complete collapse. So let's start with this one, loose connections. If you notice, for example, that a railing is not secure, it's wobbly, it's got to be fixed. And just as important are missing connections. If you inspect your deck and you see it's not secure to the house or it's just nailed to the house rather than bolted or secured, huge cause of deck collapses. Typically, those decks will just sort of rotate and push right away from the house and come crashing down. So that's definitely an issue that we see time and time again. Next, corrosion, rusty fasteners. Fasteners have become so deteriorated they've fallen apart or fallen away. Got to be replaced. And then just general rot. It's a condition that weakens the wood because the fungus digests part of the wood, which gives the wood its strength and its stiffness. And finally, cracks. Look for cracks in all the lumber that's visible. And a final note of caution is to also look for insect damage like termites, which might be visible as cracks, but could be a lot worse.
All right, so now you go ahead and check out the deck and you see that you've got a problem. What do you do next? Well, you can repair most of these issues. I mean, you have to look at all the different ways that these are attached to your home. So it could be something as simple as replacing or tightening a fastener. Maybe you need to replace a post to give it more structural integrity as to where its foundation point is in the ground. You know, there's so many different ways that these can fail. So when you kind of see what's going on, that really does give you a guideline of what direction you need to go in to correct it.
Yeah, and if it's something simple like a cracked deck board, I'll give you a trick of the trade on that. You know, that's not a big structural problem, obviously, but it's kind of an annoying one. All you need to do is pry that deck board up and turn it over, because the backside that's not been exposed to sunlight is probably just as good as the day it was put down. Typically, the cracks do not go all the way through, and all you got to do is touch it up in terms of staining, and you're good to go.
Aaron in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
I have a swing set/play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure-treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home centers and hardware stores, and again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay, once I have it clean, then am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain, because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't, like, peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like, we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up. It's been outside for some time.
Yes, if it's natural wood, that's a good part to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right, so again, use the solid color stain.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Richard in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, my question is, well, what happened is I had an under-the-sink water filter burst, flooded my house. And I've had two people say that, one person said that I need to replace all the drywall that got wet. Another person says that's fine, the drywall is fine. My question is, what do I need to do? What is the proper thing to do?
Well, Richard, what does the drywall look like? I mean, did it dry out, or does it look all like spongy and gross?
It looks like it just dried out.
Right. If it dried out, then there wasn't enough water to form it. There's no reason to replace it. I mean, sometimes when you get a bad leak, and especially with a ceiling leak, water will sit above a drywall, and it will cause it to kind of swell and buckle downward. And when it deforms like that, there's no fix for it. You have to cut it out and replace it. But if it just got wet because of the leak, and then it dried out, and it's still flat, then I wouldn't worry about it. You may have, you know, if there's any joints in the drywall that have to be retaped or repaired, certainly you could do all that. But otherwise, I think you're fine just the way it is. Now, I would recommend that you prime it first with a solvent-based primer or an oil-based primer to make sure that you've sealed in any staining. Well, once you do that, I think that you're pretty much good to go and you're done. I don't see a reason to replace it.
It's a lot of work.
All right. Well, that's what we try to do, Rich. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, unused paint doesn't have an expiration date, but it's definitely not going to last that long unless you're storing it correctly. We've got some tips on preserving your paint so it's around for touch-ups and new projects just ahead. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Of the day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know there's a project you'd like to get done. You can get it done right here, right now, when you call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because we'll help you take that all-important first step, and we'll definitely be in the right direction.
All right, now we're going to Mel in Arkansas, who's got a question about a shower. What can we do for you today?
Well, we need to change a tub into a shower, and it is for a handicapped person that uses a shower chair. And everything that we are finding so far is a fiberglass type stuff that is not rated for the person's weight that's going to have to be using it. And they use a shower chair. Any suggestions on how to stabilize it so that it's not going to break through when the shower chair goes in it?
You're looking at zero threshold showers that basically are flush with the floor?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the zero threshold, but it needs to be a shower, not a tub.
Right. Okay, so when you put in a fiberglass shower pan, you're right, sometimes there's flex underneath of it, but there's an easy trick of the trade to deal with that, and that is that you can mix up a concrete mix or a cement mix or mortar mix, and basically you put it underneath the pan while it's wet, and then you press the pan down into it. And what that does is it takes out all the space between the pan itself and the floor. It provides a rock-solid base to that fiberglass shower stall. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Mel, good luck with that project.
Well, if you're taking on painting around your house, it can be hard to tell exactly how much paint you're going to need. And then, of course, you might end up with some extra paint, and sometimes a lot of extra paint. And that's not always a bad thing, since when you have the extra paint, it can be great for touch-ups. You know, maybe an additional project, maybe another room. But now, this only works if you keep it from drying out or going bad.
Right, which happens a lot. Two things that cause paint to go bad. Exposure to air will affect the consistency of the paint and eventually dry it out. And secondly, microorganisms actually can get in the paint and cause bacterial growth and a very rancid smell. Have you ever opened up an old can of paint and just smells awful? That's the bacteria. Now, if a paint can is actually bulging, it means it's probably definitely gone bad. And if you take a whiff after you open it and you've got that sour or rotten egg smell, the paint may have mold. And if it seems okay, though, look for a thick film on the surface of the paint or paint that doesn't mix well or has any chunks of dried out paint in it. I have from time to time found that layer of thick film and very, very carefully lifted it, being careful not to break it, and taking it out of the paint can and being able to use what's left. So if you don't break it up, it's not going to, you know, get chunky on your walls or whatever you're painting. You can definitely pull it out.
All right. So what do you do? Once your paint project is finished, how should you be storing leftover paint? Well, first of all, you need to make sure that you're putting it in an airtight container, either the original can or a clean jar or a container with a secure lid. And carefully clean the rim and then firmly close the lid to seal it as well as possible. Now, here's another trick that can help. Since closing up the paint can never gives you as good of a seal as when that can is brand new, get in the habit of storing the paint can upside down on your shelf. It's not going to leak, and any tiny openings letting air in will be sealed off by the paint that's left in the can.
Yeah, the paint does the sealing for you that way. Now, as for storage, it's best to store the paint at room temperature in a dry place that's out of direct sunlight or extreme hot or cold temperatures. So, like, a basement if you have one is perfect, or a closet rather than an attic or a shed. And if you do that, chances are the next time you need to open that paint for a project, it will be in almost perfect condition.
Gary in Pennsylvania, unfortunately, had a flood and needs some help picking up the pieces. What can we do for you?
We had a flood here, a flash flood. Rain came down in 8 hours, about 7 to 10 inches. It flooded our basement with about a foot of water. And I'm interested in finding out from you folks how we can get back to normal as far as the basement's concerned. It smells. We did manage to get the sump pump going and get the water out of the basement. But it was, like I said, it was a foot around the furniture and everything. And how can I manage to get things back to where they were before the flood?
All right. So when you have a flood situation like that, you know, of course, that's human nature that you want everything back just as the way it was as soon as possible. But from a practical standpoint, it doesn't always work that way. You know, here at the Jersey Shore, we faced one of the worst hurricanes in history with Hurricane Sandy. And that was the natural reaction. Everyone wanted to get back. And we always say, no, you can't get back that quickly because you're going to make some mistakes along the way. So what you want to do first is you want to, as you've already done, got rid of the water. Secondly, you want to prevent further damage by removing all of the wet materials. So wet carpet has to be tossed out. If the basement is finished, does it have drywall down there? Those drywall sections have to be cut out to above the flood line. If there's insulation in the walls, that has to be pulled out. If you have furniture that's water damaged, you may have an option of saving some of that. You can get it upstairs and start to dry it out and kind of make a decision as you go. But, you know, frankly, a lot of that should be covered by insurance, so I wouldn't maybe try too hard to save it. But get all of that material out of there. Now, you said it was a flash flood, and it flooded the basement quickly. Anytime you have water infiltration that's consistent with rainfall, it can always be reduced, if not eliminated, by making sure that your drainage conditions outside are proper and that you have gutters. They're clean. They're extended from the house 4 to 6 feet, not just a few inches like normal gutters are, and that the soil slopes away. So those sorts of things can prevent further water infiltration. And then after it's all torn out, then you're going to want to spray those that basement floor and the walls down with a solution of bleach and water, about 10 to 20% bleach with water. That will kill any mold spores that are left behind. Then get some fans down there, dry that all out, and then once it's dry, then you can think about putting it back together. And next time, I would not put carpet on a basement floor because that's a breeding factory for mold, mildew, and dust mites as well. Okay?
Sounds like a winner to me. I certainly appreciate it.
You're welcome, Gary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, window screens play a big role in improving your home's comfort during the milder months. Well, now new options make them even more useful. We're going to share those updates next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast, with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAPS AMP self-leveling concrete and masonry sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, home improvement show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this beautiful summer weekend? Maybe you've got a project that's giving you a hard time? Well, if you've got some home improvement questions and you don't know where to turn for those answers, come on down to Team Money Pit. We can help you save money, save time, avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down, because we all know we want to be super speedy and get to our dream house. So let us give you guys a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Susan in Alaska's got a fireplace issue. What's going on?
The hearth is covered with tile, and I would like to remove it and just paint the brick underneath. So how difficult would that be for me to do?
Hey, Susan, well, I'll tell you, you know, if you remove that tile, you're probably going to have some adhesive and some other kinds of goo, we will call it, on the brick itself. So I'd first be concerned about starting with a clean brick surface. Second to that, even if you do start with a clean brick surface, just remember tile is easier to clean than brick, which might be why it was tiled in the first place. And once you paint brick, you're kind of committed. You have to repaint it from time to time as well. Now, in terms of difficulty, the first step would be getting that old tile off. And that can be a challenge, especially given, you know, how sticky and how solid a lot of the adhesives that would have been used. I mean, a tile mastic is not going to give the tile up quickly from the brick surface itself. But the other thing that comes to mind is that you could actually paint over the tile if you buy the right kinds of paint. There are paints, and I would go to perhaps a Sherwin-Williams store for this or a Benjamin Moore dealer for this, and you're looking for special types of primer. They're called high bond primers or high adhesion primers that are designed to help paint stick to a shiny surface like tile. If you put that on as the first coat, then you could put a regular paint on as the second coat, and perhaps that might be the easiest way to get the effect that that you're looking to achieve.
Well, window screens, they're about as low-tech as it gets, but they do play a big role in improving your home comfort during these milder months. And they let you open your windows to let fresh air into your home while keeping all those pesky bugs and insects out.
Now, most of us don't pay much attention to our window screens until they fail or begin to look worn and tattered. And if that sounds like your house, we've got some ideas that can help. Now, first, you should note that window screens have changed a lot since we were kids. I remember them always being made of very stiff, strong metal mesh. But today, most of the stock window screens are soft and fiberglass. So let's start right there.
Yeah, so fiberglass screens, they come in a few different sort of weights, I guess. Fine, standard, heavy duty, and these grades all have a different purpose. So first off, the fine fiberglass screening is best to use if all you're really trying to do is keep out those small insects. Standard fiberglass screen is the most common and least expensive screen type, and that's why it's found in most homes around the U.S. It's reasonably durable for the cost, but it can break down quickly from UV rays when the windows are in full sun, so say like the south side of your home. And then lastly, we've got heavy-duty fiberglass screening, and that's typically used in larger windows where the screen needs to be strong or needs to cover a much larger opening.
Now, the one thing to note about fiberglass screens is that they pop out easily, which is not what used to happen with the old metal screens. So you have to be super careful with second floor windows around kids and pets because they can push through those screens and fall pretty easily. Now, speaking of pets, if you've got pets that scratch at your screens or you've got young kids that can inadvertently be kind of rough on screens, pet screening is a great choice. Now, pet screening is made of a very heavy-duty vinyl-coated polyester, and it's heavier and stronger than regular screening material. Now, we use this on our full-height a screen door back last year because we'd always find that the other screening would work its way loose in the track. But once we put the pet screening on, it just became super sturdy.
Yeah, and there's also something else that's super new, and it's called high visibility screening. Now, this is made with a very, very fine fiber, and it's nearly invisible. It's a lot more expensive, but it's worth it for the windows in your home that look out onto your favorite views. I mean, because think about it. When we look out the window, we're first looking at the screen, so it's such an interesting thing that we're trying to, like, look past it or pretend it's not there. So there's really some great options to get that effect for you.
Yeah, lots of options to consider. If your screens are ready for replacement, now's the time to replace them and choose the option that's best for you.
Heading out to Delaware, where Harry's dealing with a dirty kitchen floor. Tell us about what you see.
Over the years, it's become quite dingy and rough looking. I wonder if you have any suggestions or recommendations on a product to bring it back, brighten it up again.
So, Harry, with a 20-year-old floor, I don't think you're going to be, like, sprucing it up to the point where you're feeling like you've achieved what you want. I mean, that floor doesn't owe you a dime, buddy. It lasted all those years, and I think it's time for an update. And the good news is that there's plenty of floors available now that weren't in existence 20 years ago that are great for kitchens, a whole bunch of different products that are out there for wet locations, places that are really durable. You can choose from a laminate floor that have there's a product called laminate. There's an AquaSeal product from LL Flooring, where the laminate boards seal together and won't let water come through. You can use an engineered vinyl plank. You can use an engineered floor if you like real hardwood, or you can use a stone hybrid product. These are all products that are really, really tough and great for a kitchen space. And you know what? The installation's gotten a lot easier, especially with those vinyl products. They just snap together and they float on top of what's there. So all you have to deal with is really the transition to whatever room is adjacent to that. And maybe a little trim around the side, and that's it. You're good to go. So I think that's really the best solution now. I don't think we're going to be able to give you any other grand ideas for a 20-year-old floor that's going to be able to bring it back.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, if you've got a sidewalk that's cracked or shifted, you can't patch it with just concrete. We're going to share what does work when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Which is also good for just doing sort of a coating over everything and making it look like fresh concrete. So if you do this right, you're going to end up with a walk that looks like a brand new sidewalk, and it will no longer have that nasty trip hazard, which you really need to address.
Yeah, and you're not going to want to address it with the big bright yellow paint line. Definitely fix it right. All right, now we've got one from Alyssa who says, I have a 1790s brick house with a gable roof flanked on each side by two sets of chimneys. The attic is unfinished and has no ventilation. Two questions. I think I'm going to add a window screen vent. If so, should I leave the window vents open in the winter, or should I remove and reinstall them when it warms up again in spring? And the other is I'm thinking of replacing my roof in the near future, and I'm wondering if I should have a ridge vent installed at the time. Does it ever make sense not to add one?
Huh. Good question. They're both good questions. Okay, so first of all, when you say window screen vents, I'm envisioning in my mind that you're talking about replacing like a gable vent at the end wall of the attic space with a window screen type vent. So however you're planning on doing that, in terms of whether you leave it open in the winter, yes, you leave ventilation open in a traditional vented attic all year long. You don't close it and open it. But in terms of replacing the roof in the near future, it does make sense to install a ridge vent. I don't see a reason not to install a ridge vent. The most effective ventilation system is when you have a continuous ridge vent down the peak of your roof, and then you have soffit vents at the overhangs. And what happens is air will enter in the soffit. It will ride up under the roof sheathing and exit at that ridge vent. And as it does that, it takes out moisture in the winter, and it also takes out heat in the summer, and all in, it's a much more effective way to vent your attic than even an attic fan, which we recommend against, because all that does is drive up your cooling costs, because what happens is it'll actually reach into your house, not just stop at the attic, but it will reach down into your conditioned living space and pull some of that air conditioned air and basically waste it. So ridge and soffit vents is definitely the way to go.
All right, Alyssa, good luck with that.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope you're enjoying a beautiful summer weekend in your part of the country. If you've got questions now, or you come up with questions later, really anytime, you can reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
We'll be right back.
live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A defiant former President Trump took to the microphone at an Alabama fundraiser last night, just hours after appearing in a Washington, D.C. federal court to plead not guilty to the third set of indictment charges brought against him.
The fake charges put forth in their sham indictment are an outrageous criminalization of political speech. This all it is. You make a statement, oh, we have to indict him because he said we were dishonest. Let's indict him.
Meanwhile, the president, former president, that is, says, quote, any time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls, and one more will help me, quote, close out this election. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is asking a federal judge overseeing the criminal case in Washington to step in after Mr. Trump released a post online they say appears to be a promise of revenge on anyone who goes after him. Prosecutors want Judge Tanya Chutkan to issue a protective order concerning evidence in the case. The judge gave Mr. Trump's legal team until 5 p.m. Monday to respond. Two Florida police officers shot critically injured during a traffic stop, and the suspect was fatally shot by SWAT team members several hours later. The suspect was killed early this morning after he barricaded himself in a hotel in Orlando's tourist district, the culmination of a manhunt that involved dozens of law enforcement officers. At a news conference, Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith says the entire department is hoping both of the wounded officers make full recoveries.
These officers are out here every day protecting our community. They put their lives on their line every day to keep us safe. And to do this to them because they don't want to go back to prison is ridiculous. And we're not going to put up with it.
Officers stopped the vehicle around 11 o'clock last night as part of an investigation of a Miami homicide and were shot by the suspect in the car. You can check out the latest news and the best analysis. Both can be found at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A major work stoppage north of the borders ended.
British Columbia's port workers easily voting in favor of a contract offer, ending the job action that stopped billions of dollars worth of goods from being shipped in Canada. That dispute shut down ports on Canada's west coast last month and spurred several business groups and political leaders to call for back-to-work legislation. Both the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Canada and the BC Maritime Employers Association ratified the deal. Jason Walker reporting.
For the first time in 72 years, motorists across Oregon can grab a nozzle and fill their own tanks up. Democrat Governor Tina Kotek signed a bill Friday allowing people across the state to choose between having an attendant pump gas or doing it themselves. That leaves New Jersey as the only state that prohibits motorists from pumping their own gas. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. One of the world's most renowned sopranos suing New York's Metropolitan Opera for breach of contract and other violations related to its decision to drop her after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Kat Wiener.
Anna Netrebko had been singing with the Met for 20 years when Russian troops invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Under pressure from the opera company's manager, the star, who'd previously made pro-Kremlin comments, did condemn the invasion. However, she stopped short of denouncing President Putin and was forced to withdraw from dozens of scheduled appearances. Ms. Netrebko is now demanding $360,000 in lost fees and for what she calls severe mental anguish. The star has continued to perform outside the United States.
More details on the stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We hope that you guys are having a great summer. You're enjoying this beautiful weather. And maybe you're taking on some projects now that it is so nice out. You're trying to get stuff done inside and out. But if you've got a project that you'd like to get done and you don't know where to start, or maybe you're stuck in the middle, well, that's where we come in. We've been at this for a long time, over 20 years, and we've done 2,300 episodes of The Money Pit. Actually, this episode, Leslie, is number 2333.
So many threes.
A lot of threes, yeah. But we would love to share some knowledge that we've picked up along the way and help you get your projects done. Help yourself first by reaching out to us. Two ways to do that. Best option is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You'll get the fastest possible response. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if you've got a concrete patio that's kind of beat up, well, there's no need to replace it. We're going to share a new way to give it years of life that's very easy to do.
All right. And no one likes cleaning mold and mildew in a bathroom, but that job can be made a bit easier if the moisture from your shower or tubbin is vented. We're going to share tips for a mold-free bath.
And when you look at the outside of your home, does the garage door rank as pretty much the most boring surface you see? Well, today there are so many styles and colors and looks for garage doors to choose from, and replacing that door can be a very simple and affordable home improvement project. We'll have tips just ahead. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Heading out to Idaho, Gail's got an issue with some stains on some brick. What's going on over there?
I have a question about removing mortar splash stains from exterior brick and whether I could damage it by using maybe a metal brush on a drill so I don't have to scrub so hard with a regular brush.
Now, anytime you get a stain on brick, it's really difficult to get it off because brick is so absorptive. Now, with this mortar splash that's gotten on there, I think what I would do first, because brick's also a bit soft, I would use a wire brush. You would pick one up at a home center or hardware store. It's got a stiff wire bristle. And then I would try to use that wire brush to brush off and brush those areas where the stains are. And you got to be careful because you don't want to damage the brick too much. If you scratch it a little bit, that's okay. Even if it looks a little lighter than the surrounding areas, eventually it'll sort of fade together. But that's probably the first step. And if you want to go deeper than that, you could pick up a wire brush attachment for a drill. And just like a drill bit, it goes into the chuck and it spins around. And you got to, it's a little bit wily to handle, right, Leslie? I mean, if you don't have that on the right side, it'll handle you. It'll bounce right back in your face. But you know what? Oh, the other important thing though that you should know is that if you're going to use a wire brush attachment on a drill like that, please, please, please wear safety glasses because those wires can break off and fly off, and we don't want you to get hurt. So that's the way I would approach this. It's a matter of levels of aggression using a wire brush. You don't want to go too heavy because you'll damage it, but that's probably the best way to get rid of that splash. And hopefully it's not too big of an area.
Heading out to Arizona, Dan's on the line with a cracked tile. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, hi. I have a home in Rimrock, Arizona, and it was built in 2006, and it has tile flooring. And it's created, I'm assuming the foundation is settled. And I'm really not sure what to do about this. I mean, I don't know if I should pull the grout. Yes, it has cracked tiles, and I can't get the tiles anymore. So anyway, I need to see what your suggestion would be.
You know, I hate when we get these calls, Leslie, because when you have a tile floor and it wasn't installed right, which is probably what's going on here, you know, there's no quick fix, right? You either have to keep replacing tiles as they crack, or you have to go ahead and tear the whole thing out and do it right. I suspect what's happening here is that the installer never used an uncoupling membrane. Now, that's a very specific type of, like, underlayment that goes between a concrete slab and the tile floor. And it allows the floor and the tile to move differently than each other. And this way, when you have expansion and contraction and movement, it doesn't result in the tile cracking. It just sort of moves with it. And, you know, when you say move, you think, well, it's stationary, isn't it? But everything's moving. The house is always moving. The walls are moving in or out. They're moving up and down. It just happens so slowly and so evenly, you don't see it. But, you know, from wind pressure and the forces of nature, it's moving. And you got to account for that. And that's what an uncoupling membrane does. There's a product called DITRA, D-I-T-R-A, Dan, which is the kind of product that I would recommend. You can check that out at Schluter.com. It's S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R.com. They make a lot of products for tiling underlayments, kind of the experts in that space. And that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. It's a special membrane that's designed to separate the movement of the tile from the subfloor below or the concrete slab below in your case. And I think once you're ready to replace that tile floor, that's kind of the next step. That's what you're going to have to do. So between now and then, you can just try to replace those that you can. And by the way, you mentioned you can't get that tile anymore. Leslie, I always think that when you can't find the tile, that you could drop in some decorative tiles and make it look like it was always designed to be that way, right?
I mean, for sure. It depends on the size, the shape, the location of those tiles. You know, if there's something that you can grab perhaps the tile from behind something, if delicately you can remove it and it would be well, then go for it. But otherwise, depending on where those tiles are, you can pop one out and then sort of look and kind of create a pattern based on what was broken and kind of work with that. You can add in something more decorative. You can add in something with a little bit of a different sheen. You can add in something that's a grouping of smaller tiles. So there's really a lot of great options to make it look like what happened was a design choice, you know?
Right, yeah. And you know what always happens when you do this stuff like that? People come in, they notice, and they go, oh, I love the pattern in your tile floor. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I totally did it on purpose.
Keep your mouth shut and just thank them very much for your amazing creativity.
Ming in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a closet door that it's supposed, the light's supposed to come on when I open the door. I have to jiggle that little button and play with it for a while before I can get the light to come on. And sometimes it arcs.
So you're turning this light switch on and you're getting an arc? That's really dangerous. That is an immediate fire hazard. So you need to have an electrician fix that right away. See, these switches can basically deteriorate internally. And if they're sparking like that, that's a big problem. Consider yourself lucky, but that should not be happening, and it has to be immediately replaced.
Okay.
All right?
I should not use that door.
You should get that switch fixed. It should not be doing that. All right? That's your first thing, your first to do.
Okay.
Let's prevent a home fire, shall we?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What do you guys have cooking at your Money Pit? Or whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, would you love to have a beautiful paver patio, but you're stuck with a yucky, boring concrete slab? Well, we can help fix that in a weekend. We'll tell you how when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right, and it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this summer weekend? You got big projects? Maybe you're doing something in the yard. Perhaps you're thinking about a painting project. Or you're just going all out and going for a big renovation. Well, whatever it is, you can turn to us here for all of your home improvement questions. We can help you save some money, time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream home.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan in Rhode Island's on the line with some sort of leaky window issue. What's going on?
I had an issue with there was water leaking inside the top of my window. It was like a real rainy day.
Okay.
But I did notice that on the outside of the house where the gutters were mounted to, was rotting away, so there was pretty much a hole there, and it seemed like the water might have been getting in and then seeping into the house.
So that's entirely possible. Just because you happen to see it come in the top of the window doesn't mean that's the source of it. It's most likely the flashing. Now, from your description, it sounds like you may have had an obstructed gutter that backed up and splashed water kind of behind it, rotted out the fascia that it would have been attached to, that possibly could have been a source for water infiltration, or that could just be coincidental. And there could be an issue with the flashing around the window. What kind of siding do you have on the house?
It's actually a wood siding. I'm not sure the type of it, but it's not like a cedar shingle. It's something a lot older. The house was built in the 1960s.
Okay, but it's some sort of a shingle?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do. I would fix the gutter and the fascia, right? That's an easy thing to do. And then I would monitor it and see if it still continues to happen. If it does continue to happen, then what I would do is I would remove the siding around the top and sides of the window and just reflash the whole thing. It's kind of hard to do this sort of in bits or pieces. You got to really do the whole thing or not do it at all. So that's the best way to approach it. Let's do the easy thing first to see if that actually does it, which is that gutter replacement. And then if not, we can start to dig a little deeper into it until we get to the bottom of it. You know, if you do get that gutter fixed, or even if you don't, frankly, there's another thing you could try, and that is just go outside with a garden hose and don't blast it, but maybe like take, if you have a jet on the end of it, take that off, but just let the water roll over the window from the top, you know, go up about a foot or two above the window, wet the siding down as if it was just drenched in a big rainstorm and see if that lets water inside. That might also give you the clue that there could be a problem with the flashing and not the gutter or an addition to the gutter. Okay.
Yeah, now that you mentioned the flashing, maybe it does make sense because they actually have it looks like a piece of vinyl, possibly, that is it's like a U shape. It catches the top of the replacement window and
right.
It goes from the inside over the top of the window and then to the outside.
Sounds like what we call a J channel.
From the inside, it looks like the letter J, but then if you look at it from the outside, the whole piece. It's
right.
Probably like a U shape, I would say, that sits right on top.
You might be talking about either the J channel or a drip edge. But either way, those are all part of the flashing system, and if that window is leaking when you do your hose test, then you've got to sort of disassemble that and put it back together with good flashing all around, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, for most homes, a backyard patio is home base for all of your outdoor living activities. But if your patio is old or worn or just plain cracked, you don't have too many options to kind of spruce it up. Painting or staining usually doesn't make it look all that much better, and tearing out the old concrete and pouring a new patio is kind of messy and it can be expensive.
Well, now there's a much better way to do a patio makeover. You can renew an old patio or a sidewalk or really any other concrete surface with no demolition required when you use a type of paver called a Milano paver. It's made by Pavestone, and these pavers are just 3 centimeters thick, which is about 1.25 inches. Now, from the surface, they look just like the usual full-thickness brick paver, but because they're installed on top of the old patio, they don't need to be.
Yeah, it's a 3-piece system, and it's installed in basic patterns directly over concrete that requires very little surface prep, and that makes this project super budget-friendly and really great for a DIYer to get done.
Yeah, and all you really need to do is glue the outside couple of rows of this to kind of support the edge, and then the rest of them you just basically stack on the patio. And that's it. You're pretty much done. They look fantastic, too. Check them out at pavestone.com, the Milano pavers. Great option.
Now we've got Peg from Rhode Island on the line with a question about a fiberglass shower insert. Let me guess. The tiles are like pink or green or something really dated.
Definitely green, yes. Lime green. So right now I have a whole under the sea thing going on in there to try to accommodate that.
Holy moly. Well, you know, generally you're doing the right thing there when you try to decorate around the color scheme or make something
right.
of it. But I get it. That color can become tiresome rather quickly. So short of retiling your bath, there are a couple of things you can do. You do have the option to paint tile, which it never lasts, in my opinion. It's something that's sort of just a temporary placeholder until you can actually redo that bath. But there are shower inserts that sort of surround the existing tile and can create a whole new bath and shower surround in, you know, a day.
Right. Actually, it's a fiberglass insert. It's not tile. It's a fiberglass insert that would need to be cut out. We actually did have one of those companies come out to put an insert. But because it's a fiberglass all one piece from probably 72 or 73, the
right.
entire thing would have to be cut out. So mainly want to find, is that like refinishing spray worth the effort or cut it out and get rid of it?
So you're asking, can you re-glaze, so to speak, the fiberglass shower stall that you have right now? Or
right.
Okay.
Right. You see these companies for these resurfacing
right.
sprays, whether or
right.
not it's something it's even worth doing ourselves or hiring a professional mm-hmm. or get the saw and go to town.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that you're probably not going to be totally happy with that because once that fiberglass surface starts to wear, unless it's made in the factory like it was the first time, it's never going to be as nice as it used to be.
Okay.
It's a pretty
okay.
labor-intensive project as well. So I think if you do want to tear it out and do something else, you'd probably be better off doing that. I know it's a big
okay.
job. It's a complete restoration. But, you know, there's just no shortcuts when you want to do something that's going to last you for the next, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. I don't mind the green shower myself. It's my husband minds it more than I do. With my beautiful tropical shower curtain, it looks great. White sink, white toilet. We're good,
but,
you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Leslie said, you can decorate around it, too. There's always an
option.
That's
what we've done. That's definitely what we've done. All right, so that was the main thing. Was it worth it to refinish it? And probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Nicole from Connecticut on the line who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What is going on?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in through
okay.
the basement floor.
There's two things I'm thinking that could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward. It's called water hammer. And water hammer occurs when some of those plumbing pipes in the basement are loose. If they're not well attached to the wood framing, you know, usually the ceiling joist in this example, then when you open up a faucet and then or close a faucet or flush a toilet, that water movement through the pipe suddenly stops. But sometimes the force continues to shake the pipe, and that is what we call the water hammer. And because they're metal pipes, they tend to transmit that sound quite effectively all over the house. You know, we get calls from folks that makes them so miserable because if somebody goes to the bathroom, you can hear it in the dining room during dinner, you know, because
yes.
the pipes are making such a racket. So water hammer is one possibility, but because you also have a well, it might also be that what you're hearing is the well pump go on and off. Now, it shouldn't go on and off every time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So the expansion tank basically holds the water, and then you sort of feed off of this tank when you draw water, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So I would just tell you to do a test. Have mom or you stand in one location, the other person near the well, and then run some faucets and turn them on and off and so on, and see if it is that the well is going on every time it draws water, because that's not supposed to happen. That's a lot of wear and tear on the well pump. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy. And if you had the right type of tank in there next to it, that could stop that from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be water hammer. And again, you can secure those pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. Or in the worst case scenario, there's also a plumbing component called a water hammer arrestor, which you could think of as a shock absorber. And it goes on the end of some of those water pipe lines and basically takes some of that excessive pressure and settles it down so it doesn't shake the pipe as much.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit. Hey, guys, are you tired of cleaning the mold from your bath? Well, the simplest long-term solution is ventilation. We're going to tell you what you need to know for a mold-free bath next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Your ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's what we do, and we're here to help you with your home questions, your decor dilemmas. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Heading up to Texas, we've got Mike on the line with a siding question. What is going on at your place?
I have an older garage that's in my backyard, and it has vinyl siding on it. And the siding that's on the underskirt or under the side panels of the roof and everything is starting to deteriorate, fall apart. And I have found out I can't get replacement in that color or anything else like that that's going to match up. And so my question was, I was going to go and use Hardy Plank Hardy Plank plywood to put underneath there, so it would be something that's not going to rust or, you know, rot or anything else over time. And is that something y'all would say would be okay? I've seen houses with it on there, but my sides are 26 inches out. My back is 30 inches out, and then I have 4 feet off the front as part of the roof. It's 4 feet over of the eave there. And is that, you think that's too much of an area to cover, or would I be better going a different direction?
Okay, so first of all, you're calling the siding, but I think what you're talking about is the soffits, right, the underside of the roof overhang.
Yes,
is that correct? All right.
Yes, sir.
So Hardy Plank's a great material. So I have no issues with that, assuming you can find the pieces that you need to make this work. What I'm concerned about is that, especially being in Texas, do you have ventilation in that soffit area now?
Yeah, all the vinyl siding that's there has little holes.
Right. So you can't cover that. You need to have that ventilation. And so to do that with Hardy Plank, it's kind of like doing this the hard way, frankly, because you would have to, you know, cut vents into that Hardy Plank, and it's not the easiest thing to cut, even though it lasts forever. I mean, if it was me, I would definitely use Hardy Plank as siding, but for the soffits, I would simply replace that with new soffit material. That would be the easiest, because you probably already have the fascia and the J-channel in place, and you could probably buy vinyl panels and cut them to fit and get them in there. And you say you can't find the exact color. Well, you could use a complementary color. I mean, certainly white goes with everything.
Yes, sir.
Or you could, if you really wanted to paint them, you could buy those panels. They come, they're about, usually about 10 feet long. Then you could spray paint them any color you want and then cut them to fit and put them in where the old panels are sort of falling apart.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think I would do this with Hardy Plank, only because it's really not meant for that particular application. And it's really critical you have that ventilation, because if you don't, your roof and your attic space are not going to be properly vented, and they're going to overheat, and that's going to drive up your cooling costs, and it could also shorten your roof life.
I appreciate that. Thank you all very much.
Well, nobody likes cleaning mold and mildew in the bathroom, but that job can be a lot easier if you control the moisture that you get from when you shower or when you bathe. You got to make sure that it's properly vented out. All too often, though, this really isn't the case. Now, get this. Building codes don't even require a bath vent fan. If they say, if your bathroom's got a window, that's it. I mean, that's kind of silly because unless you're opening that window and you happen to have a chilly breeze in the middle of winter and it's moving the air around, it's still not really doing the same job as a vent fan. But window or not, a properly sized and installed bathroom fan is the best way that you can make sure that moisture won't build up, and then it's going to prevent the mold.
Yeah. So first you want to make sure the fan is the right size. Bath fans are rated by CFM, that's cubic feet per minute, and it's based on how much air will actually move. Now, the rule of thumb for sizing a bath fan is that you need one CFM for every square foot of floor space. So if your bath is 80 square feet, you need an 80 CFM fan. Now, if the bath has high ceilings, that's going to change a bit, but for the most part, it's just one CFM per square foot. Also, it's important the fan is vented outside through the exterior wall or the roof. It should not be vented into an attic or into the attic soffits or even up to and against an attic vent. We want it to go through in its own vent and right to the exterior. If you don't do this, you're going to be dumping a lot of moisture into that attic space. That can cause rot, can cause mold, and it can definitely make your insulation not work very well because when the insulation is damp, it just doesn't insulate. And lastly, it helps if you have the bath exhaust on a timer that can be set to run for at least 10 minutes after you leave the bathroom. That way, any residual moisture is exhausted out before it can condense on the surfaces of the walls and the ceiling and fuel that next round of mold buildup.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, getting a return on your home improvement investment is one of the most important measures of a project these days. Installing a new garage door definitely does just that. We're going to tell you about those options just ahead.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. August is National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Dice Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo Finishes. Order at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this summer weekend? Got a project outside? Maybe you're doing something out front? Sprucing up that curb appeal? Perhaps you are tackling a project inside with the lovely air conditioning? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Belinda, who wants to talk electricity. What kind of electrical work are you doing over there?
I live in a house that was built in 1971, so there were no GFI outlets then, and little by little, you know, I've been adding them. So my question is, I have a couple more, you know, that I want in bathrooms and all. When a GFI outlet is added, does it need its own circuit breaker, or is it okay if they splice it into an existing wire?
No, it does not need its own circuit breaker. In fact, the ground fault breaker is a circuit breaker. Now, there's two types of GFCI devices that are most common. One's built into the outlet, and the other one actually is a circuit breaker with a ground fault circuitry built into it. With an older house, typically you're just going to replace the outlet with one that is a GFCI outlet, and an electrician that knows what they're doing should be able to handle that. I always suggest that you test it yourself by using the test button, and if possible, there's a little electrical tester that's in the shape of a plug that tells you a lot of information. All you do is stick this thing in, and it has lights on it, and the lights will tell you if it's grounded. It'll tell you if the polarity is reversed, which means the wires have been put in backwards, and it'll also enable you to test the ground fault outside of the breaker itself, so which is a better test. It's kind of like what happens if you have a bad appliance plugged into it. So it's definitely something that can be done after the fact, and you don't have to do it at the breaker itself.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't need its own dedicated line down to the circuit breaker. Okay. And this tester you're saying is something I should buy to have in my own toolbox in my house?
Yeah, it's called an outlet tester. Yeah, they're like, I don't know, $10. They're really cheap. It looks like a small plug, you know, 3-prong plug, and you just plug it in. You'll see there's lights on it and a little push button. And when you read the instructions, you'll see it'll tell you if everything's wired right.
And then the way to test my GFI outlet that I have, you just press that red button.
Yeah, it should click off, right, and be dead, basically.
Thank you.
Well, without looking, guys, can you describe the style of your garage door? Wait, what? Your garage door doesn't have a style? It's just a garage door? Well, then it might actually be time for a new one. If your garage door is plain, white, paneled, boring, you seriously are missing out on a great opportunity to bring some super major curb appeal right to your home. You know, your garage is a big part of what people see when they take in your home's front facade. And sometimes, I mean, depending on the architectural style of your home, that garage door can be up to like 60% of what they see.
Now, you can totally transform the look of your house simply by replacing that garage door. There are many, many options to consider, from a carriage house style to a barn door look, and even to ones with sleek modern lines. Plus, garage doors are not only steel today. You can find fiberglass options that are also a fantastic choice because they can look like wood but without any of those maintenance hassles. And if you live in an area that's prone to storms, you can get garage doors that are highly storm-resistant, highly wind-resistant, and can really stand up to that level of wind, because that's super important. When the garage door blows in, the house sort of blows up, blows out. That's why you see all the broken glass on the outside, because the house fills with air and poof. That's what causes a major amount of damage. So lots of options today. If you're ready for a garage door, you need to take all of them in and make the best decision for your home.
Matt in Ohio is dealing with some multiple issues going on related to caulk. What is happening?
We had our house filled about 6 years ago. The stand-up shower in the master bath is molding around the bottom. I have cleaned the mold off. I've scraped it all off. I've re-caulked it, and the mold keeps coming back. I had a guy come out. He told me to get this kind of caulk, paid him to and helped him to clean all the caulk off, re-caulked it, and now it's back again. Not sure what to do about it. Also have a swelling wall on the outside wall across from that stand-up shower, and the caulking keeps cracking as the wall separates from the bathtub and the countertop, the vanity is connected to the outside wall.
Wow, Matt, you've got a lot going on there, man. So first of all, if you've had this repetitive problem with mold over and over again in the bathroom, I suspect that the solution, if not the entire solution, but a good part of it, is to take a look at your bathroom ventilation. Because we find that bathrooms that are not properly ventilated, they're not well ventilated, those damp, wet conditions persist after shower taking and lead to an enormous amount of mold growth. So we want to make sure that you have a good bath fan that is running in that space, and we recommend that it be tied to a humidistat, which is a moisture sensing switch, so that whenever the humidity is high in the bathroom, the fan will run and pull it out until it's dry. And in doing so, you will find a lot less mold growth. In terms of selecting a product, there are different caulks that are out there, obviously designed for kitchens and baths, that have mildicides in them. One additive that has been successful in my applications over the years is Microban. So if you see a caulk that has a Microban additive, and I believe the DAP products do, I found that to be very effective. And in terms of the caulk between the vanity in the bathroom and the wall, so typically that could be a big gap, and it's not designed – the caulk's not designed to take up those big gaps. So what you want to do is you want to get some foam bead, which is sort of like it's called a backer rod, and it comes in different diameters. And basically it's like a long foam tube that you shove down between the top and the wall. You put it so it's about a half inch or a quarter inch below the vanity backsplash, and then you caulk on top of that between the vanity and the wall. And then that will support the bottom of that caulk, and it will be much less likely to crack and pull away. So those are the steps that I would follow. But again, get that bath vented properly. I think you'll be amazed at how fewer cases of mold growth you have as a result.
Thanks so much for joining us here at Team Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, let us give you a hand. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you might be missing out on some other very handy uses. We've got some great microwave hacks coming up in this edition of My Last Word. That's right, I'm saying it.
That's all coming up next.
Live in a body pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
1968.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out to Team Money Pit like Jack did, who writes, "We don't have a closet in our bedroom, and I want to build one, but I'm not sure how large it should be. Are there any rules of thumb for closet size?"
I think it's a balancing act, right? I mean, in older homes, it's not unusual to come across bedrooms without closets. The other option is to use an armoire, which has been used in past eras to store clothes and accessories. And, you know, it's a trend that's somewhat on the rise, along with customizable wardrobes. But even in houses with added wardrobes and armoires, though, closets are never a bad idea, especially from a resale standpoint. But you've got to consider size. I mean, while I've never heard anyone complain about a closet that's too big, you know, closets are going to add value to your home, but not if they reduce the bedroom and the space that's left to the size of a postage stamp. So there's always a trade-off, right?
That is true. All right, now we've got a question from Charles, who writes, "Our master bathroom's window has a crank attached to the window frame. The window's in good shape and the frame is too. My situation is that the crank doesn't operate the window to open or close anymore. It almost feels like it's stripped. Is this something I can fix myself?" This happens all the time, I feel like, with these windows.
It does, and this is how they wear out. Now, that crank, you have to look on the side of it to see if there's a screw that's sort of flush with the surface of the crank that may have loosened up, because that's often how it's attached to the window gear, which is underneath it. But if it is, in fact, stripped, then unfortunately you're in a situation where you're going to have to replace that window. You could try, if you know the manufacturer, you could try to see if the part is still available. But in worst-case scenario, you're going to have to replace that. I did both, Leslie. I actually replaced the cranks on a window in my office because it was an Anderson window, and I was able to identify exactly which window it was and get the replacement parts. But we had kitchen windows where we couldn't do that, and we had to actually replace them.
And sometimes it's just such a simple fix like this that can extend the life of the window. So it's definitely worth looking into.
Well, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you may be missing out on some other very handy uses. Leslie has some great microwave hacks in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a great way to heat up leftovers and soups and teas, but you can do so much more with your microwave. I mean, first of all, if you've got a sponge in the kitchen that's a little stinky, You can soak that sponge in water and vinegar and zap it for a minute. And you can do the same with a cutting board. If you rub a little lemon on it, heat it for a minute, I mean, you're saying goodbye to all of the germs that have been sitting on there. Now, here's some other fun tips. You can remove labels and stickers from bottles. I mean, it's a great way to just take it off without all of the extra elbow grease. You heat them in the microwave for about 30 seconds. The heat loosens the adhesive, and it makes it way easier to peel that label off. If you've got sore muscles from all of your home improvement projects, you can fill a microwave-safe sock or cloth bag with rice or flaxseed and then microwave it for a minute or two, and that really creates a lovely warm compress that can be used for soothing muscles and your aches and keeping your hands warm. Add some lavender, and it's lovely for your neck if you're trying to take a nap. Dry herbs or flowers can be done quickly if you place them between paper towels and microwave them in short bursts of 20 to 30 seconds. You don't want to do it too much at once because it might over-dry them, so do them in short bursts until they're dry and crisp. That's a great way to dry those herbs and flowers. And lastly, if you've got a candle holder and you love the container but there's a little bit of wax left in there or some residue on it, you can put that in the microwave for a minute or two and then just wipe away the extra wax. I mean, so many great things you can do in addition to just having pizza rolls.
And you can do that too.
Yeah. You can have pizza rolls while you do the other stuff.
There you go. Coming up on the next edition of The Money Pit, if your garden is looking like it's had too much sun, one of the best ways to beat the heat is to make sure your plants are well irrigated. And you can do that with micro-irrigation, a system of drip tubing and tiny sprayers that delivers water right where you need it. We'll tell you how that works on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.